Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Interested? Please come to the informational meeting for a thorough presentation with a question and answer period. Wednesday, March 27th at 3 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Community Room.
Please apply now.
And floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. We're here to educate, to inspire, to help you build confidence because we know you can do it yourself. Or maybe you need to hire a pro, and we can help you with that as well by telling you what you need to ask for to make sure you get the right pro to get the job done right the very first time. But it all starts with you. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you're working on. We want to know how we can help. A couple of ways to get in touch with us would be to call us directly at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question, and we'll get back to you during our next show. Coming up on today's program, though, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is building backyard decks. It's a great way to increase your home's living space, and building a backyard deck can be a do-it-yourself project. So we're going to share tips to help you decide if it's one you want to do yourself or hire a pro.
And the spring weather might be sending a lot of rain your way, but if you have a rainwater collection system at your house, you can use those downpours to keep your lawn and garden very happily hydrated well into summer's dry spells. We're going to show you how.
And one of the most overlooked appliances in your home has much to do with the quality of air you breathe and the amount of cleaning you need to do. Any guesses? Well, we're going to tell you what that is and how to keep it running at peak efficiency in just a bit.
But first, do you love your home, but sometimes you feel like it's an endless pit that you're throwing your money into for all those home improvements and repairs? Yeah, we get it. Truly, if I had all the money in the world, I would just keep renovating. It's so funny how all I ever want to do is home improvement projects. So we get it, and we can help you tackle all of those to-dos with confidence. So let us know what you are working on so we can lend a hand.
You know what I call those people that just keep renovating until there's nothing left to renovate? Serial renovators.
Yes, that is me.
But first, we are here to take your questions. So reach out to us right now at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to West Virginia, we've got Patricia on the line who's dealing with a floor drain clog. What is going on?
The drain is filled with dead, what I think are bugs and worms because I've caught them on glue traps coming in the corner of the garage. It has a little grid on top. And it's cemented in, so I can't put anything big down there. I've probably only got a little over a fourth of an inch in each little space.
So you're talking about a drain, a floor drain for the garage?
Yes.
And where does it drain to? What does it do with the water that collects? Do you know where it ends up?
Yes, it just runs out into the side yard.
So as long as you have access to that from the side yard, you should be able to run a drain snake up that. Now, I say you, but given the distance, you're probably going to need a drain cleaning company like a like your Roto-Rooter or a Mr. Rooter type of a service to do that, because it's a long way. It's possible you could also rent a hand snake from a rental company and do it yourself, not the motorized kind, but there's a manual type of snake. And it seems unusual that you can't get that that grate off. That would be very helpful. But if you can't get it off, you might be able to use a shop vac right on top of it and sort of suck up whatever leaves or debris are right under that grate, and you might be able to sort of, you know, get some of it loose that way. You may have to stick like a, you know, probe down there and loosen it up if it's kind of caked, but you could use a vacuum to kind of suck up on that and hopefully pull some of it out. But if it's really clogged in the pipe, the only way to fix that is with a drain cleaning snake. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, and I didn't think about doing it from the outside, so that's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
All right.
All right, we've got Carl on the line who's looking for a new water heater, trying to step things up over there. What's going on?
I'm interested in electric heat pump water heater, and I haven't found any information about how it affects the climate in the house. If I put one in my basement, which is uninhabited, will it cool down my basement? Will I need to put some insulation between my basement and my living quarters due to the coolness of the air?
So, Carl, I don't think that installing a heat pump water heater, which is the most efficient type of electric water heater, is going to have any effect whatsoever on your basement in your particular description. You know, basically, the heat pump water heater takes some air in. It has a small fan. It takes air in from the top of the unit, usually blows it out the side. It doesn't heat or chill that air. I think you may be confusing the role of a heat pump in terms of an HVAC system that will supply warm air or cold air to warm or cool your house, the kind that has a compressor outside. Heat pumps are all self-contained, and they will have no effect on the room temperature, but they are going to have a big effect on your utility bills. And right now, there's lots of great rebates for them, I think up to around $1,000. So you'll find that the prices have come down on them, the rebates have gone up, and I think it's a really smart move and a good way to get away from an electric water heater, which, let's face it, that is the most expensive way ever to heat your water. Heat pump's a much better choice.
All right, now we're going to talk grout cleaning so things don't look so yucky with Nicole. Tell us what's going on.
I have had trouble trying to get my grout in my bathroom to look white again, and I've tried a bunch of different cleaners. I heard that lemon juice and water can work well. Can you suggest anything that would make the grout on my bathroom tiles look brighter and much less dingy?
You know, as much as we love to suggest very natural cleaners like lemon juice, when it comes to really dingy grout, it's just not going to cut it. So, Leslie, I'm thinking this is a situation where you need to use a professional grout cleaner or an even tougher product, which is called a grout stripper. That is probably the best material that will really strip into that sort of dinginess and try to get it out. You know, I had recently needed to re-grout a shower, and I found, and it also had gotten quite dingy, and then I found no matter how hard we cleaned it, we just couldn't get it white again. So what I did is I used the grout saw and kind of scraped away most of that old grout and then regrouted it. And once again, it looks bright. But I found you never can get it quite as bright as the day it was put in. What's your experience been?
It's just tough to keep white grout looking white and bright because you use the space. There's water, there's product, there's all kinds of things. And the grout, when not sealed, is just so porous. So, you know, you're right. Grout cleaner is definitely the place to start. A grout stripper, that's the more aggressive of the two. But with Tom, with the grout stripper, does it take away such a significant layer that you need to reapply any grout, or is it just a little bit so that you can still work with it and then seal?
No, it's a little, right. It doesn't really disintegrate the grout, but it does tend to allow you to get below that first surface of it to get it back to white. You know, we could avoid all of this if we just create a grout color called dingy. And then you'd never, ever have to clean your grout, you know?
Oh, I would like the dingy grout, please.
It's pre-stained.
That's wonderful. Could you imagine bringing home that little stick that
Perfect.
Looks like dirty?
It's like, you know, pre-washed jeans.
Oh, thank you.
Have a little fade to it. And you pay more for it, by the way.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this wonderful weekend? We are soon to be inundated with beautiful spring weather, so maybe you're ready to increase your home's outdoor living space with a deck. We're going to share some tips for planning the best design when the money pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deitch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What kind of home improver are you guys? Do you hire somebody? Do you do it yourself? Do you ask people to come help and then you suddenly run out and go get more supplies or pizza? We don't judge. Whatever it is,
or just
get
leave.
Those projects. That's what I'm saying. You're like, hey, help me with this, but you know, I'm going to go pick up lunch for the next 3 hours. Well, whatever it is, guys, however you like to get those projects done, we are here to lend a hand, and we love to share our knowledge. So check out the Money Pit podcast. You can join us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading to Little Rock, Arkansas, well, we've got Randy on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I've got an older bathroom, and I want to take the tub out and the shower kit and install a more of a handicap type shower kit.
Okay.
I'm getting about 60 years old, so I want to kind of go ahead and make it handicap.
Prepare for the future, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Right.
Have something to hold on to anyway, you know.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. So, you know, there are prefabricated, accessible one-piece shower unit designs that are a possibility. But if you want to build something that's maybe a little more customized, a little nicer, maybe you want to have a built-in bench, and do it with tile, I would tell you to take a look at Schluter Systems. Now, Schluter is a company that makes a whole host of tile underlayments, and they have a system that's called Kerdi, K-E-R-D-I. And the Kerdi system has components for every piece of that shower assembly, and it's designed to basically go together so that you don't have any leakage whatsoever. Once it's all installed, then you basically tile over top of the whole thing. And the part that really is where the sort of the rubber meets the road when it comes to water integrity are all of those different types of seams and the shower pans and such. And with the Kerdi system, that's all eliminated. It's all built in together, so it works well together. So take a look at Schluter Systems, and in particular their line of products called Kerdi. And I think you'll find a system there that will give you everything that you need to accomplish this as quickly and easily as possible. And you'll also have something that just will not leak, and it will be there for the ages.
Hey, that sounds great. I'll sure take a look at that.
All right, Randy. Good luck with that project.
Thanks a lot.
Now we've got Debbie from Delaware on the line who's got a question about some smoke smell and some paint and popcorn ceiling. What's going on?
When I bought the house I'm in, it has like a popcorn ceiling. And the ceiling was just, you know, you could lift a picture even on the walls, and you could see the nicotine stain on the wall. Anyways, it was painted over by contractors, but I'm not sure what's happening in the kitchen especially. It's from the sides where it meets the vertical walls. It's pulling away. And I didn't know what would be more economical or wiser to actually have that a professional come and scrape that ceiling off, or would the labor be so intensive as maybe to put a thin layer, if it's possible, like a sheetrock up there, or possibly maybe a wood treatment. I live in a beachy area, and I think I've seen some homes that do have wood in the ceiling, sort of like maybe a whitewash type of thing. I'm not sure.
Well, here's the thing. If you've got a section of popcorn ceiling that's not adhering properly, it's separating, you obviously have to scrape the rest of that off. There's no, I mean, not necessarily the entire ceiling, but you have to get rid of the loose stuff because you're not going to be able to reseal it. Now, once you do that, there is a type of popcorn repair product that comes in like an aerosol can. And you would have to, of course, mask off the cabinets and everything that's in that area. But you can spray it and restore the sort of the gap where you took off the old sort of loose popcorn. Now, it's going to be a different color, so then that would have to be followed by painting of the popcorn ceiling, which is not a pleasant project, but it can be done. You need a very thick roller. It's going to have slits in it. It's a special kind of roller. It has, like, slices in it.
Okay.
And uses a lot of paint, and then you sort of just start to, when you work that room one side to the other, and you can repaint that ceiling. Most people don't really like popcorn ceiling anymore, but if you're kind of stuck with it.
No, I don't. I really don't like it. No.
You could remove it. I mean, that's another job. You can scrape it off, and then what you have to do is prime the ceiling. And then once you prime it, you can paint it. But I would recommend that you use a flat paint. Don't use like a ceiling paint. Use a flat paint. It's really important because even though you do a good job scraping off the old popcorn, you're going to find that the ceiling is still a little uneven underneath that old popcorn, the drywall. And if you paint with anything that's got any kind of a sheen, it'll show, and you'll see the bumps and sort of the warts in the wall. But if you scrape it off and prime it, then paint it with a flat paint, it comes out pretty good.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you reaching out to me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space, at least for considerably more than half of the year. I mean, truly, depending on what part of the country you call home, maybe this could be an extra room all year round. But that said, adding or even replacing a backyard deck does require some planning and some skill to pull it off, which begs this question, should I do this myself or do I hire somebody? So let's weigh the pros and cons of each here.
Now, first, if you do it yourself, you definitely stand to save just by virtue of the labor cost, right? But building your backyard deck, it could eat up a number of weekends, especially depending on how quickly you work. Also, that DIY option, well, it might be perfect if you're planning on a fairly simple square or rectangular deck. But things kind of get dicey if you choose a more complicated, especially multi-level deck design.
Yeah, so now if you're hiring a pro, this is definitely going to result in a pricier deck since, I mean, I get it, you're paying for the labor there. But on the plus side, a professional contractor, at least somebody who's reliable, is likely to finish that project much faster than you're going to do it. Sorry to, you know, break that news to you, but somebody who knows what they're doing and does this often is going to do it a heck of a lot quicker than you can. I mean, and the pros that you hire, they're also going to take care of all of the permitting process. They're going to know what's up to code, what isn't. So all of this is going to ensure that your new deck is going to be A-OK with that city inspector, because you do need to get these projects inspected when they're done.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because although some of you may not love the idea of having to shell out extra money and take the time to obtain a permit, not to mention having to pass an inspection by your local building inspector, but you will be glad you did in the end. Trust me, not only will you be confident your new deck is safe, you won't have to worry about problems or questions concerning that addition from your homeowner's insurance provider or from future potential buyers. I've been on home inspections where decks were constructed without permits, and the building inspectors made them tear it down before they could get a CO and sell that house. So important to make sure you have a permit when one is required.
Heading over to Mississippi, where Carl is taking on a decking project. What can we do for you?
Yes, I'm telling you, I've had this problem with a deck for some years where I would replace the board and stain it and cover it up, seal it up good, and yet I seem to have boards that still kind of rot on me. So I was toying with the idea of using the material that I see advertised called a Trex board or something similar to that.
Yep.
How much maintenance do I have to face with that?
Yeah, Trex decking is great. It's a composite, which means it's made out of plastics and other materials. It's super durable. It's not going to rot or twist or warp like an organic material would, like regular wood. It requires really little maintenance. I mean, you do have to clean it every so often just because it does get yucky from the elements outside. It does get hot in the sun, so keep that in mind. And there's a variety of price points. Now, the lower end of the price point, I think, is like a solid single color, and I think there's only two color options. I remember like a gray and a brown. One side has like a smoother texture. The other side has more of a heavy wood grain look to it. And then, of course, the higher price point ends, you know, look like a variety of wood types and are really beautiful. Tom and I both actually have it. I have mine in a screened-in porch and the steps leading out to the yard, and it's been fantastic. I mean, it looks great. It lasts a long time. I mean, I've really had to do nothing to it, and I think the 12 years, something like that, that I've had it.
How difficult is the installation?
It's not terribly difficult. There are special screws that are designed to use with a composite that are, they sort of have like a drill bit sort of body to them so that they sort of cut their way in. Otherwise, you get like a mushroom that comes up when you drill into it in terms of the plastic. But they're pretty easy, and they're also, and it's not just Trex. There are many types of composite decking out there. Some of them have hidden fastening systems so you don't even see the fasteners. So if you just look into this whole category of composite decking, I think you'll find a solution there. With most decks, you can remove the decking board itself. You keep the structure, so you keep the framing that supports the floor. I would probably replace the railing, too, so that everything you see is going to be composite now. I call that sort of a deck-over project. As Leslie mentioned, there is a little bit of maintenance, especially if you're in an area like Mississippi where it gets warm and moist. You may have some algae that grows on it, but you can clean that. But again, it will do so without causing any structural damage to that board whatsoever.
And that'll still hold the weight like anything, like a 2x6.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Sounds like a great product. I'll go get some and get to work.
All right, Carl. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit this hour. When it rains, it pours, you guys. And you know what? A lot of people have been seeing a lot of rain this spring system. So maybe you start thinking about a rainwater collection system for your house. You can use all those downpours to help you hydrate your yard during those summer dry spells. We're going to share some tips on this project next.
Hey, Money Pit.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. VA helps veterans and service members become homeowners through the VA Home Loan Benefit Program. The program can help you buy, build, repair, or retain a home. Banks and mortgage companies finance the loan, and VA guarantees a part of it. You don't have to pay for private mortgage insurance, saving you money on your monthly mortgage payment. There's no down payment with a VA Home Loan Benefit, and the VA guarantee also means competitively low interest rates and limited closing costs. To get started, ask your lender about obtaining a VA home loan certificate or visit va.gov.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out and help yourself first, though, by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. So, Leslie, according to Jay the Mom, and I quote, Money Pit is a must-listen podcast, at least for me. I'm all about DIY. There are many components to owning a home or helping someone else with theirs. Very, very nice review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you very much, Jay the Mom. We really appreciate those reviews. It makes it possible to do what we do. So thank you so much for taking the time. It really does mean a lot to us. So thank you again.
Iris in Florida is on the line and has a question about a new countertop. Tell us about it.
Oh, hi. First and foremost, Leslie, let me tell you, I've loved listening to you and Tom for so many years. You're just, both of you are just so wonderful.
Thank you, Iris. I appreciate that.
You're most welcome. Well, my husband and I built our current home about 4 years ago. We did not upgrade the granite counters in the kitchen. We are now putting in a wonderful click-in waterproof vinyl planking throughout the entire house. And, of course, the counters are looking like they need to be upgraded as well.
What kind of counters do you have right now?
We currently have granite,
okay,
but we're very strongly favoring a quartz.
Okay.
So what do you think?
I mean, the cost is about the same. It's kind of a toss-up between those two products. The granite is probably a bit harder to take care of because it's more absorbent. It's the difference between, you know, solid stone and really engineered stone. I mean, the solid stone is what you have now, and engineered stone is what you would be getting.
We want to stay in this house fairly permanently, so... And we're pretty contemporary, and there's so many beautiful quartz patterns.
Yep.
What are your thoughts about style stone?
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff.
So I think, Iris, the reason why I really do like quartz as a product, we put it in. My mom has a vacation home out on the east end of Long Island. My whole family shares it. And we had a big flood due to a pipe bursting a few years back, and we renovated everything in the house. And, I mean, and we had Formica countertops, laminate countertops that, you know, from a gajillion years ago. And we, all of us loved the look of marble, but none of us wanted the maintenance of marble. So we ended up going with a quartz that looks just like a beautiful white marble. And it's gorgeous. It's durable. It's stain resistant. It, you know, you can put a hot pan on it and not worry about it. I mean, we try not to, but you can. So we all love it. And we ended up also doing one that has a concrete look for a surround to a fireplace. And we've all been happy. And, I mean, this was trying to please three siblings and a mom. So, you know, we all struggled on picking the right thing. But I really do enjoy the quartz product. I mean, truly, I love marble. I love granite. But there is such a level of maintenance that goes along with it. And if you're not willing to take on that maintenance, it's just not going to stand up.
Well, it sounds like you made an excellent decision based on so many people to please. And since we were leaning so favorably toward it, I think I'm convinced. So thank
all
you
right.
all so very much.
Yep, good luck with it. I'm sure it's going to be beautiful when it's done.
Thanks so much, Tom. Take care.
Well, spring is here, and it could be sending a lot of rain your way. But if you have a rainwater collection system at your house, you can use all of those downpours to keep your lawn and garden happily hydrated well into the summer's dry spells. So, Tom, I mean, this really is a great way to water the yard all summer long when it's super hot without ever having to turn on the hose, right?
Well, right, yeah. And installing a rain barrel is really not that difficult. First of all, they come in all different sizes. But let's say you want to do one that's like an average size of like, I don't know, maybe like a 55-gallon drum size. Well, you've got to put something down first to support it because, remember, water is super heavy. So normally you put down some solid concrete blocks under it, maybe just a couple of them thick, and make sure it's really, really level. Then you'd set the rain barrel on top of that, and you want to make sure that the spigot is actually facing the garden. And then you attach a water diverter to the downspout elbow. That basically diverts the rainwater from the downspout directly into that barrel. Now you've got to distribute the water. So to do that, you simply attach a soaker hose to a spigot on the barrel, and then you run that hose up and around each plant in the garden. You can cover it with some mulch, and you'll be totally good to go. So not difficult at all to do, and very, very cost-effective because you're saving water at the same time.
Now, where can you find these rain barrels? I mean, there must be specialized ones out there. So where do you go? Where do you find them?
Yeah, you know, you're not going to find it in the aisle of home center, but you will find them online. There's a lot of landscape suppliers that do that. And by the way, there are folks that are watering a lot more than a garden with rain barrels. In fact, there are collapsible types that are like large and flat. And I've seen them under decks or in crawl spaces. They can hold 700-800 gallons of water or even more, basically just by taking advantage of all of the rain and storing it until it's needed. So it's a real good option. They're out there, something to think about, especially if you're in an area of the country that's challenged by a lot of droughts in the summer.
All right. I love this idea. Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. One of the most overlooked appliances in your house, guys, has much to do with the quality of the air that you breathe and the amount of cleaning you need to do. You're like, what is this magical appliance? What is it? Exactly. It's overlooked. We're going to tell you what it is, all coming up next on The Money Pit.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deitch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble-veined surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? Are you planning a decor project? Maybe you're remodeling a kitchen or a bathroom. Perhaps you've got a leak, a squeak, something that needs fixing. Well, whatever it is, we here at The Money Pit, we're here for you every step of the way. So listen to The Money Pit podcast. You can get it at MoneyPit.com. We've got new episodes every Monday and Thursday, so lots of projects that you can tackle.
That's MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Jim in Washington's on the line and needs some help with an egress window. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a window in my basement that I need to replace with an egress window.
Okay.
And there's plenty of square footage in the opening in the concrete wall, but my window will be 54 inches off the floor, mm-hmm. which is a little bit more than 44 that's required off the finished floor. and I was just trying to figure out what my options were.
So your problem is that in the basement it's going to be 54 inches off the floor?
Yes.
Why are you putting it up so high? Is it because of the grade outside or the conditions outside?
That's initially, I think that's why they put it up so high.
Well, listen, you're not going to achieve an escape window if it's that high. I think what you need to do is look outside, and let's talk about some of the options there. The Bilco company, B-I-L-C-O, you know, kind of famous for the Bilco door. That's that sort of metal slanty door that covers a lot of basement doors. They have two products that are actually very efficient, very functional, and one of them is actually particularly good looking. One's called a stack well, and it's an egress window well. Basically, it's a very deep window well, very wide, that has a ladder built into it. So you don't really see the ladder unless you're inside looking out, but you basically can go through the window, grab the ladder, and then kind of climb up. And the other one's called a escape well, as in an escape well. And that one's kind of cool because it has a planter design. It's like a terraced kind of look to it, and that's going to take up a little bit bigger room outside. But it's designed to do the same thing. It enables you to basically have that window at the proper height, and then if you had to go through it in the event of a fire, you would easily be able to climb up out of that escape well. So I would take a look at those products from Bilco. I'm sure there may be others that make it. I just happen to be familiar with those. I've seen them at the trade shows, and they are pretty cool looking. If I needed one, I'd definitely buy it.
Okay. Is there any option like building a step inside to bring you up to a...
I mean, you probably could do that, but you know, why would you want to have an extra step in the floor? You know, that's just going to take away from the square footage.
You know, I've seen similar to climbing out of a pool, sort of indentations where your feet would go in to get a foothold to climb up. I've seen that built into a wall when you have a similar situation, and then you climb into that egress window, and then you climb out as well. You know, that's a good solution if you need it, but then you have to worry about the ability of somebody who might be in the space and the ability to climb out.
Stack well. An escape well.
Yep. Yeah, take a look at those Bilco products, and I think you may find a solution right there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, one of the most overlooked appliances in your home has much to do with the quality of air you breathe and the amount of cleaning you do. And that appliance is your vent fan. See, I know you were thinking... No.
I was thinking something else, maybe.
Exactly. Nope, it's your vent fans. It really is.
Well, you know what? Vent fans, they're really great for helping you reduce the humidity in your house. It reduces odors, pollutants, water damage in areas with a lot of moisture, like a kitchen or a bathroom. So they really are super helpful. And if they're installed properly, those vent fans will pull air from your kitchen or bathroom directly to the outdoors. And that takes all of that extra moisture and pollutants right outside with it. Now, in the bathroom, a vent fan helps reduce the incidence of mildew and mold growth and other water damage, so that does mean less cleaning. And in the kitchen, this is going to help remove those odors and pollutants that you make while you're cooking all of your fantastic meals for your family.
So next time you take a shower or you fill the tub or you cook on the stove, run your fan, please. You should typically run the fan in your bathroom for about 10 to 15 minutes after you're done with a shower, right? Because that's when all the moisture is sort of hanging out and condensing on the walls, and that's when you get the mold and mildew growth that starts setting in. Now, an easy way to do that is simply to connect it to a humidistat, which will keep it running just as long as that moisture is in the air. Once it's gone, the fan will stop automatically.
Yeah, and now when it comes to your kitchen exhaust fan, you should really be running that whenever you're cooking on the stovetop. And remember that vent fans exhaust moisture to the outside are definitely preferred over those recirculating fans that are only going to help manage odors. But I get it. Depending on the location of your cooking area, sometimes you just have to have the recirculating one. But definitely put in every effort to vent those outside.
Yeah, and regardless of whether they vent in or out, there's grease screens, remember, in those vent fans in the kitchen. So you need to change those as well as the filters about every 6 months. Sometimes you can take the grease screens out and just pop them in the dishwasher. It doesn't have to be hard. And the filters are often charcoal and easily replaceable.
Diane in Minnesota has got a steamy bathroom. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, the exhaust fan. It just does not seem to take the steam out of the bathroom at all. It just doesn't work for some reason.
Well, where is the exhaust fan mounted? It's on the ceiling and goes into an attic. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's in the ceiling. I just live in an apartment, so I'm not exactly sure where it goes. But
okay, well, see, that would be a good place to start because you want to make sure when you turn on an exhaust fan that you can see it actually exhaust somewhere. And generally, it's going to be a vent outside the building somewhere, and you can turn on the exhaust fan and see that vent open. So you need to figure out, or if it's an apartment, you need to have a super figure out where it's exhausting, because it could be obstructed, it could be crushed, it could be blocked, it could be terminated. There could be a lot of things wrong with it. And the other thing that you might want to think about, and you may or may not want to do this because it's an apartment and not a condominium that you own, but there's a different type of exhaust fan that's out now. Brone and Newtone make it, same company. It's called Ultra. And what's cool about it is it has a moisture-sensing switch built into it, a humidistat, so it runs whenever the room gets moist. So you can kind of set it and forget it, and you take a shower, it'll just stay on until all the moisture is evacuated out of the room and then go off again.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Diane. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. When we come back, we're helping out Mike, who's taking on a big bathroom renovation project. So we're going to share some tips for a leak-free one when the Money Pit returns.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the handy little blue microphone button. You can record your question. We will get it right away. We will call you back as soon as we can. You'll probably hear yourself in the next show. So go ahead and do that with your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Well, Mike in California wrote into Team Money Pit looking for a recommendation for underneath the shower walls and floor. He says, what do you recommend for shower wall replacement? The old shower material has been removed and we're down to the studs. All right, this is a big bathroom reno project. I love it.
Yeah, it really is. I'll tell you what, there's a couple of ways to go with this. If you're going to sort of build this like the way we used to do it many, many years ago, where we would put up a wall board and then we would put tile on and we'd use all sorts of sealants and stuff. I mean, that's one way to do it. But the Schluter company has a system that I think is really smart called Kerdi, K-E-R-D-I or K-R-D-I. And with this Kerdi system, it's kind of modular. So it fits on all sorts of different shower sizes. And you put in the pan, and then the walls like lock into the pan. And if you want to make sure your floor of the bathroom is waterproof, there's a system for that. If you want like a bench in a shower, there's a system for that. And they're all different components you buy and assemble together. And once you get in there, it is absolutely 110% waterproof. You can cover it with anything you want. But I really like that Kerdi system, so I would encourage you to take a look at that. Because I'll tell you, the weakest link is the pan, right? And if the pan cracks or it leaks in any way, you got to do a lot of work to replace that. So I would make sure I get that right the first time.
All right. Good tips there. Good luck, Mike. Now we've got Ed who asks, what's the best weatherproof caulking for windows?
You know, for exterior caulking, I prefer silicone. It's a little harder to work with because you can't use your favorite trowel, which in my case is my finger, to smooth it because it gets kind of sticky and gooey. But there is a trick. You could use dish soap on your hand first. And if you wet your fingers down with a little bit of dish soap, it does actually slide across the caulk. So if you're trying to get a nice neat bead between like the caulk and the door trim and the siding or something like that, you can do that. But I also say that less is more when it comes to caulk. Don't overdo it. But the reason I like silicone is because it lasts longer. And you usually get 10, 15 years out of silicone, a good quality silicone. So that's my advice, silicone.
Yeah, and these are generally things you want to do once and not have to do for a long, long time because, you know, windows sometimes require ladders to work on.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for spending this part of your spring day with us. Yeah, I'm going to say spring because it feels like spring in my area. I don't know if it's officially spring or not, but it certainly does feel that way. I think spring's like maybe next week officially.
It's
or maybe
the 21st. Stop rushing okay, so, my yeah. ski season.
I'm sorry. I just want to get to spring. Asli, I know you love skiing, but
every
you can ski in the spring, right?
I do.
It's a little
and
softer than snow.
They call it mashed
potatoes. It works. Mm-hmm. That's a good analogy. I used to go to a mountain up in New York, and they would have like a splash pool at the bottom of the ski run in the spring, and you would ski right into the water. Oh, what a mess that was.
Those are the best. That's always the closing weekend on the mountain, and I think this is the year that the kids have said they're going to do it. So we will see. I can't wait.
It's going to take you a week to dry out their boots and clothes.
It will.
Anyway, thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We've got lots of great tips on our website at moneypit.com. Until we meet again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The best shows, the best hosts, the best guests, the hot topics.
On the web.
Via satellite, social media, and on the radio. It's in our name, Radio America.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This report's sponsored by Kia. SUVs make up nearly 50% of all vehicles sold in the United States. But not all SUVs and crossovers offer the same capability, flexibility, and options. From passenger seating to available all-wheel drive and hybrid models, the most popular automotive category now offers more variety than ever. To find one that's best for you, ask yourself, what kind of vehicle do I want? How much space do I need? Whether you're looking for an off-road adventure or a highway companion, an SUV may be the perfect fit for your next vehicle. SUVs are an affordable option for many consumers, adding to the long list of reasons to consider one for your next vehicle. Not only are they spacious and offer more flexibility, they're also more fuel efficient than ever before. James Bell is the head of corporate communications at Kia America.
SUVs are prepared for a wide range of situations. With generous passenger accommodations and large cargo areas, they fit the needs of many new vehicle buyers. They come in various sizes, are versatile, dependable, and many come with all-wheel drive for the toughest conditions. If you're looking for something new in your driveway, an SUV might be the perfect choice.
To learn more, visit Kia.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender, cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it
coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with your home improvement projects. Need some help planning? Got some problems to solve? Got a decor dilemma? You want to repair? You want to renovate? You want to fix up? Whatever's on your to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours. We'll help you get going with some good advice to take on what you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first, though, by reaching out to us with your questions. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or, better yet, for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, if you want a quick way to start a neighborhood feud, just put up an ugly fence on the wrong side of your property line. That'll do it right there. No questions asked. Well, we don't want that to happen to you, so we're going to share some tips on the right way to add a fence to your yard in just a bit.
And World Water Day is coming up on March 22nd, which makes it a good time to talk about how you should know if your water that you're drinking at home is safe. So we're going to interview an international plumbing engineer whose job it is to do just that.
And once the weather warms up and the kids spend more time outside, you may be spending more time inside doing loads and loads and loads of laundry. So we're going to share some tips to help make that work a little bit easier and help you save some money at the same time.
All right, I love that because laundry is endless with boy children. My goodness. But first, guys, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you are doing a job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we are ready to help you get that job done right.
So your job is to reach out to us with your projects and your questions. There are a couple of ways to do that. 888-MONEYPIT is the phone number. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it.
Courtney in Rhode Island's looking for some gardening tips. What can we do for you?
I'm trying to find a spot for my raised garden bed. I'd like to put it behind the house, which is the north side. And I remember last year the spot being full sun. but last week I noticed it was completely shaded. How can I tell where it was gonna, where a good spot will be, you know, when it comes time to plant?
Yeah, I think you've just told yourself. Yeah, it depends on how high the sun is in the sky, and right now
it's
really
spring.
Right,
and it's also a seasonal thing.
Yeah, and it's a seasonal thing. So in order for you to get full sun for the longest period of time, it has to be in a more wide open space with no obstructions. And the north side of the house is generally not the best place to put a garden because it typically is the cooler side of the house. And you know, I had a situation when I first moved to my home that was like that, where we had a spot that had always been used in the garden. And, you know, because we'd lived there, my family lived there before that, I kind of didn't notice how big the trees had gotten, but I did notice that my garden was getting smaller every year until I was like, duh, I got to move the garden. And once we moved it to a full sun southern spot, the garden production pretty much doubled and then tripled. So I think that you basically have to get it somewhere else other than the north if you really want to have a long season here.
Gotcha. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Now we've got Heather in Tennessee who's dealing with a flooring situation. What happened?
Well, my husband and I we have a water filter on our countertop, and we overfilled it one day, and it leaked out onto the hardwood and while we were at work, and it's left a 6 by 8 inch diameter area of bulking of our hardwood floors. Okay. You can't really see it, but you can feel it, like when you're walking over it with like socks on, it kind of snags. So I didn't know if there's anything that you could do, like a DIY project, or if you have to have the whole floor resanded, restained. I really don't want to go through all that mess.
Well, if the floor is swollen, it's kind of a one-way street, and you're not going to be able to kind of get the toothpaste back in the tube. At this point, if you want to try to make it flat and smooth again, you do have to sand it out. Now, it might not be as terrible as a project as you think. You may not have to do the entire floor. You might just be able to do a repair of that particular area. Do you happen to have the stain and the finish that was used on that floor?
I don't. And actually, another reason I'm kind of weary of it is because we got the same man that did our hardwood floors to begin with come back and put hardwood in our bedrooms, and they don't match whatsoever. So I'm kind of really worried.
Let me ask you another question. Do you have any extra pieces of that floor anywhere?
I don't.
Do you have any area of the floor that's less noticeable, like in a closet or a pantry?
Yes.
Okay. You know, here's a solution for you. A good carpenter can do this. You can basically cut out some of the floor that's in the lesser visible area, cut out enough of it to be able to use to repair the area in your kitchen. Then you could cut out the bad boards, throw those away, and then insert the boards that you salvaged from the closet area. And then go ahead and repair that closet area with whatever is handy or whatever new you can purchase, and stain it to get as close as you can. And because it's inside the closet, no one will probably ever know be the wiser for it. Yet you'll have some boards that match exactly the damaged boards in the kitchen in order to repair that spot. How about that?
Well, that sounds a whole lot better than re-sanding everything. So.
Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Program. What are you guys working on? How can we help you? What kind of projects are you thinking about for this upcoming spring season? Well, whatever it is, that is exactly what we do. We help you get those projects done right, so let us know what you are working on. Coming up, as the saying goes, good fences make great neighbors. Well, we're going to share how you build a fence to keep you and those neighbors happy next. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quikrete.com, Quikrete.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deitch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this weekend? You have a big project? You have a small project? Is it a decor project? Or maybe you're dreaming about that big remodel that you finally want to tackle? Well, whatever it is, we are here for you every step of the way on the Money Pit podcast. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast. Brian in Alaska's on the line and is having some issues with some discoloration on the walls. What's going on?
I have a couple of questions about, you know, springtime. Everybody's getting that fever here in about 2 months. But anyhow,
yeah.
Long story short, inside my house, I have a lot of cedar walls, cedar planking. And I've had pictures on the walls in the past. And so what happens is you take the picture down and all that sunlight has faded that cedar. So it's darker where the pictures are at. And yep. So what I'm trying to do is, without having to sand the entire wall down and reseal it or refinish it, is there anything I can do to help with that, to get the color closer back to
the wall? Well, only if you were to stain it, you know.
Okay.
Because you're basically talking about oxidation here. As it's exposed to the ultraviolet light from the sun, you're going to get different coloration. And where you have the wall covered, you know, it's going to be different than where it's not covered. And so, yeah, you can sand it down, or you probably don't even have to sand it much if you were to stain it, because the stain would basically color the light and the dark places and probably blend it in nicely and would give it some protection against future oxidation. But short of that, I don't really have any other suggestions for you.
Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking the sanding kind of idea is what I was going to wind up doing. It's just there. It's a big project.
Don't move the pictures.
I used to say that you can just don't move the picture or get
just
bigger
don't
ones.
Ever move the pictures.
Yeah. Or if you have to, get a bigger one.
Yes, exactly true. Or put them back in the same size. And that is also an option I may have to that's what I'm doing right now. So I do appreciate you taking the time to take my call. So it looks like I'm going to sand. So they have is there any kind of sanding you'd recommend with that? Should it be dustless?
Yeah, I would just tell you, because you're talking about cedar, Brian, that can be really annoying to your lungs, okay? It can,
correct,
can
yeah.
cause a respiratory reaction. So you want to make sure you're really careful with ventilation. So the best way to vent that space is to depressurize the room you're working in. So let's say you got, you know, a window or a door at one end and another one at the other end. put a regular room fan in one of those windows or doors and point it out so that you depressurize the room. In other words, dust that gets into the air gets sucked out and fresh air gets sucked in. That plus make sure you wear a good quality dust mask while you're doing the work so that you stop, so you don't breathe in that cedar dust.
Safety first. I appreciate you a lot, and thank you very much for taking the time.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, guys, putting up a fence can definitely add some style, some security, and value to your property, but can also be an eyesore, a maintenance headache, and it could cause a battle with your neighbors. So to avoid all those pitfalls, you have to plan carefully. Here's what you need to know.
Yeah, first of all, you have to check out exactly where your property lines are so that you're not building in your neighbor's yard. You also want to check with local officials to make sure that you don't need a permit to build one. And once you're sure about those things, then you can start thinking about what kind of fence you actually want.
Now, fencing is available in a lot of different materials, including natural and pressure-treated woods, vinyl, and metal. Natural wood, of course, can be beautiful, but it's going to require the most maintenance.
Now, you also have to remember that there are actually two sides to the fence, and it needs to look good from the outside as well as the inside, so don't try to save money on your gate as well. It's going to take the most wear and tear of the whole fence system, that gate, so you want to make sure that you're investing in a good quality product there, and it can also be a security risk if somebody leaves that gate open, especially if you have a pool. So think about adding a spring hinge because that will help that gate swing right back into place and close.
So I'm replacing a picket fence right now in a house that we take care of, and we needed 72 sections of picket fence, which were going to be like something about $10,000 worth of fencing. I thought, you know what? I don't need to spend 10 grand on this. I can build the picket fence, and I did. And here's how I did it. First of all, to make the fencing sections, I took a 2x6 and I ripped it right down the middle. So now I had like the top support for the fence section and the bottom support, like a 2x3 at each side. Then for the pickets, instead of buying individual pickets, I bought the pickets they sell for big board-on-board fences. You know, they're 6 feet long and they're about 5.5 inches wide. And I bought one of those for $2 each, right? But I cut it vertically and I cut it in half to get the 3 foot by, say, 2.5 inch pickets.
Yeah.
And basically, I got every picket was like 50 cents that way. So I got 4 out of 1. Bottom line is I spent about $2,000 on materials. And it's all cut up, all stained, huge savings. 4x4 posts, you know, for the posts. And I actually think I probably, it's going to come out better than if I hired a pro because I got like those U-shaped brackets so you can drop the sections in. And this way, if you want to cut the grass, you can pop a section out. So it really worked out well. But you don't have to.
Oh, that's really awesome.
Yeah, you don't have to, you know, hire somebody to do it. If you're pretty handy, you can buy the material and build it yourself.
Karen's on the line now dealing with some unwanted visitors. You've got flies? What's going on?
I have, I think, what is called cluster flies. I've never heard of them before in my life. I thought they were coming out of the register at the bottom. You know, I had the heat register and the air conditioning register at the bottom of the floor. And they seem to be accumulating in my master bedroom.
Yep.
And I called an exterminator. And he says, well, it sounds like you have cluster flies. Are they lethargic? I said, yeah. And they look like a regular house fly. Last fall, I must have killed, I can't even tell you how many of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I was freaking out.
Well, yeah, there's a big population of them, and you're chasing after them one, you know, one at a time here. They're called cluster flies, or sometimes you call them attic flies.
Yes, I looked it up.
Yeah, they're pretty common. It's the kind of thing that if you've tried, you know, just sucking them up with a vacuum and that sort of thing, that there's just too many of them. You got to put the right pesticide down. It's usually a pyrethrin type of a pesticide. And in some states you can buy it over the counter, but frankly, I don't recommend it. I think you're probably better off at this point hiring a pro. They know exactly what to put down and exactly the right amounts to make this problem go away. And I think you're just going to frustrate yourself by chasing after it one fly at a time. There's too many of them. They got you outnumbered. And I think you need to get the right product down to fix it up.
He won like $700.
$700? That's a lot of money. This is a,
that's
this
what
is
I
a,
bought.
Listen to me. This is a service call. Okay. This is not a, we're going to pay for our kids' college in one visit kind of a call. This is a service call and it should be charged at the service call rate. Now there are pest control companies out there, and actually I have one in my local town that I actually contracted with where I could have paid, I don't know, maybe a couple $100 for the one service call, or I could have paid like $500 and had them do, you know, two treatments a year and be kind of on call for everything else. And that was the option that I took because I knew I lived in a very old house on a dirt basement with five separate crawl spaces that, you know, insects love to infest, and we don't like to see them upstairs. So I did take advantage of that, and it worked out quite well for us. I mean, that would be a reason to maybe pay a little bit more if you're going to get a service contract out of it with some built-in service calls.
Yeah.
But this is a one-time thing. It shouldn't be a $700. Why don't you do this? Why don't you go to homeadvisor.com, look at the reviews for pest control firms in your area, and find one that's highly reviewed. I can guarantee you anybody that charges $700 for a service call is not going to be highly reviewed, and you'll find the best ones for this particular project.
Well, I asked him if he had if it was a contract, because he initially told me $245 for the initial visit and then $45 a month whether he comes here or not. I'm like,
that's a lot.
Get out of here. I'm not letting you hit my charge card for $45 a month, even whether I see you or not.
I don't blame you.
No, I don't
think you have the right guy. So like I said, go to homeadvisor.com, look at the guys that have the best reviews, call one or two of them and take it from there, okay?
All righty. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mark in Missouri is on the line with a roofing question. What can we do for you today?
I've got a house. It's probably about 50 years old, and it's had the roof replaced on it one time. It's got a tar and a gravel a lava rock roof, tarp. And I know I'm going to have to replace that here one of these days. Now, the decking on the roof is actually my ceiling. It's a 2x6 tongue and groove. And I'm sure they've got tar paper on top of that and then some insulation and then the tar and lava rock. And I'm wondering how I'm going to have to replace that, what type of insulation I could use on that. It doesn't have a lot of pitch.
And when you say decking, we're talking about the structural decking. You don't use this as a recreational deck. Is that correct?
No, that's the 2x6 is the actual decking for the roof. Like I said, it's the ceiling on the inside of my house.
So you're looking for options in low slope roofing, then? Is that correct?
Right. Yes. I'd like to go back with metal roof, but what do I do on top of the decking that I've got?
Right. Well, if you were going to go with metal roof, you're going to probably go down to the original decking, and then you're going to put a new insulating board on top of that, and then you're going to put the metal roof over that. And you're pretty much going to do that same assembly regardless of the type of roof you use. If you were to use traditional flat roof like a modified bitumen, which is sort of like a rubberized asphalt kind of product, you know, you would do it in the same sort of fashion. It's real important, though, that when you choose your roofer, you want to make sure, Mark, that you find one that's really experienced with flat roofs. Because what I've found is that very often you have, you know, groups of roofers that are just terrific with pitched roofs. But when it comes to flat roof, it's only sort of the occasional job. And they don't always have the skill set to do that. The guys that do flat roofs a lot are more the commercial roofers. And, you know, you could pretty much go with any technique that they recommend based on your particular situation, and it's going to get done well. But I would just say that make sure that the devil is in the detail with these flat roofs, because they're if you have any defects in the assembly of the roofing material itself, or more commonly the flashing points where, like, you know, pipes come through the roof and that sort of thing, that's where the leaks actually show up. So it's not an impossible situation. It's just unusual for residential.
The original builders here, they put a thin insulation up there, and it got so hot in the summer, they took it out and put more insulation in. I don't know what they've done.
Yeah, there are insulation boards for that. And by the way, about the heat in the summer, if that's an issue, that's something that the metal roof can actually help you a lot with, because the new metal roofs today, they actually have a low E coating, and they reflect the heat back off of the roof, so it doesn't become, you know, this huge heat sink that's throwing a lot of radiant energy down into your room.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm hoping to go metal and then forget it.
I got it. Got it, Mark. All right, man. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, have you ever wondered if your drinking water is safe? Well, we are going to interview an international plumbing engineer whose job it is to make sure that that water is indeed safe. So stick around.
888-MONEY-PIT. Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, World Water Day is coming up on March 22nd, which is why now is a good time to talk about two big areas of concern. First, how do I know that my drinking water is safe? And secondly, will there be enough of it?
Well, to learn more, we welcome Christoph Lohr, a plumbing engineer who works for an organization known as the IAPMO Group, a global organization that develops codes and standards for the products that control the flow of water that comes into and out of your house. Welcome, Christoph.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for the chance to join you all.
So IAPMO, that is an International Association of Plumbing and Mechanical Officials, right? You guys do the codes.
Yes. We develop two of the model plumbing codes in the U.S. The one that's probably most familiar is the Uniform Plumbing Code, UPC for short, and then the Uniform Mechanical Code, UMC for short. And we're adopted in about half the country. With various states and codes, and we have a few others that get built, but that's getting probably too far in the weeds.
Well, let's talk about water quality first. I mean, last year we heard news about the prevalence of PFAS in our water. We've been hearing about lead, even though I was a home inspector for 20 years, and I stopped seeing lead pipes over the years. I was a home inspector, but then come to find out there's still in so many houses across the country, so many municipalities still have lead pipes that need replacing. How do we know if our drinking water is safe? You know, we're consumers. We're drinking this every day. There's a lot of advertisements out there for water testing and so on. How do you actually know what's coming out of that tap is good for you?
Well, that's a great question to start with. And I think it kind of, it's one of those things where we have to remember, first off, that all the water on the earth has been here the entire time. And nature, for the entire time the earth has been around, has been this amazing filter. Our bodies are made up of 60% water. And we really can only survive 3 days without water. So water is this universal thing in our lives. And for PFAS, which is per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, think like Teflon, the story is what makes it a story is it does remind us that, yes, there are contaminants in our water, but that's because water wants stuff in it. It really, as water flows through things, it's going to pick up whatever's there in many respects. And so when it comes to the safety of that water, we have to remember that the water in the U.S. is very regulated. And, it has some of the most regulated things in there. And even though it wants stuff in it, there's still ways, that's as simple as putting a filter on in your home to kind of clean it up a little bit further. So the water is safe. It's just a matter of, because it's a complex system, a complex element, that there's maybe a little bit of cleanup that's needed at the back end.
So now, I live in a town where there's always constant talk about the quality of water and testing being done, and people talk about installing these whole house water filters. I mean, it always seems like there's a lot of options to choose from when it comes to water filtration. And then how do you know what's the right type of filtration system for you, and do they really make the water safer?
That's a great question. And I think a lot of people, too, a lot of people, because of that option, they'll go to bottled water. Worth noting, bottled water doesn't have nearly the amount of regulation. Usually when you don't have regulation around something, enforcement mechanisms are lawsuits, in essence. But, when you look at the cost to ship it, the water from one location to another and the health concerns from microplastics that get absorbed by the water in the water bottles. One study recently found like 240,000 detectable plastic fragments in a typical liter bottle.
And they say that's okay.
Well, there's some debate about it.
Right.
Right.
But let's even give them the benefit of the doubt, right? I mean, the average gallon of tap water costs half a cent, so that's half of 1 cent. And the same amount of bottled water, combining single-serving water bottles, costs around $9.47. So you're looking at spending 2,000 times more for water that may or may not be any better. So that's what kind of comes to your point of, if it's with a little bit of filtration at your home, you can get the water quality you want. And that's really, back in my history as a plumbing engineer, I used to design these really crazy lab systems. And we would take really purified water and then purify it even further at certain points. I took that lesson and I basically applied it to my own home, which is I have a filter at my home. I use a pretty simple carbon filter, granular activated carbon. And that does that little bit of cleaning because the water that serves my tap, you know, also serves my toilet and also serves the fire hydrant outside my home.
So let me ask you a question about that. So you're starting with that filter. That's a whole house water filter. Is that at the main water valve where it comes in? It goes, all the water goes through that filter. Is that where it is? Or are you talking about like a filter for a sink?
A filter for a sink. You can put, you know, you can put filters underneath. And really, you know, if you put one in for the whole house, you know, the cost can increase. That's at least what I've done. Now, some people want that. You know, it depends on what you want as an individual consumer. But from an effective standpoint, you know, cost effective, and getting the water that I want to drink, I put it on the filter on the drinking water that I want to drink because I don't need the same water that I flush my toilet with to be the same drinkable quality that I want coming from my kitchen faucet.
I can't tell you how many times in the years I was a professional home inspector that I would be under that kitchen sink looking for leaks. I'd see the water filter, and I was absolutely certain that the first time that filter was changed and when it was brand new, and here we were 10 years later, that filter's never been changed. And it's probably become, you know, a collection point for bacteria at this point. So you really have to maintain these things if you want it to work right.
Correct. And that's just like with anything else in the home. You have to maintain it. But the good news is that something like a granular activated carbon filter, it can remove so much and reduce the amount of levels of some of the contaminants in water, like lead, like PFAS, like disinfectant byproducts, and other things. And Atmo R&T, you know, we test hundreds of products like filters, you know, per year as a basis for certification. And when we test these products, not all products that test get certified. And so, you know, the beauty of what we do at Iatmo is we help simplify the complex. You know, if you look for that certification mark on a filter before you buy it, and it says, you know, certified by Iatmo R&T, that's a great way to make sure it's a quality product. And doing regular maintenance on it, you know, swapping it out on the recommended basis, usually I think 6 to 8 months on a granular activated carbon filter, you're going to have something that's going to work well and provide you with you know, that improved water that you want at your kitchen sink.
You know, I think we all keep talking about these shortages of tradespeople. I feel like, you know, I've got a high schooler, a young man, who doesn't think about a job in the trades, but there are so many people that want these water filtration systems, that want to deal with issues about water quality. And given that there are a shortage of trades folks in this industry, do you think now is a great time to consider sort of jumping into this field?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, there is a shortage of tradespeople. There's a shortage of engineers and design professionals. Overall, plumbing is often an afterthought. Again, I think we expect those systems to work. But, you know, it's funny. There was this open house in my neighborhood recently, and they, you know, when I went in, the realtor was boasting to me about how they increased their water main size because they added an alternate dwelling unit in the back. And I thought, oh, man, you know, this is something we could have solved. You know, Iatmo, we have this water demand calculator, which right sizes plumb, you know, piping systems and water meter sizes, and you know, that could have potentially probably saved them, you know, probably thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars on some of that rework for the piping. The U.S. Plumbing industry has about 500,000 people, I think you had said, and that labor pool is shrinking. And so plumbing science is getting more and more intricate. You know, we have to be more mindful of a lot of different things. You know, we have to look at all these different components at a home level, at a, you know, institutional level, and everything in between. And so because it's getting more complex and because that labor pool is becoming smaller, there is a lot of opportunity. You know, and really when you look at the plumbing professionals out there, the installers, the designer, the inspector, all of these are unsung heroes that are out there ensuring the flow of modern life. Maybe a little bit of pun intended there, but really that expertise is turning chaos into comfort, and it's really making every drop count.
Turning chaos into comfort. I like that. Christoph Lohr, a plumbing engineer with Iatmo. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Great advice, and glad to hear of the great organization that you belong to and all the hard work you guys are doing to keep our water safe and available. Chris, is there a website for more information?
Yeah, most certainly. You can go to www.iapmo.org. It's iatmo.org. And that'll get you to all of our sources, the Iatmo R&T lab testing for product certifications and everything else you want to know about plumbing that we do.
Terrific. Thanks again.
Christopher Lohr, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, are you ready for some spring cleaning in the coming days and weekends? Well, if that includes doing loads of laundry, which is a daily occurrence in our home, we have got a few tips to help you save money next.
Live in the Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what kind of projects are you tackling around your money pit this upcoming spring season? Are you already kind of daydreaming about what it is that you want to do, what you want to be working on? Well, whether those projects have you doing the job yourself or hiring a pro, we here at the Money Pit love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how you can get that job done right the first time on our Money Pit podcast. You can join us at the Money Pit podcast on moneypit.com/podcast.
And speaking of our podcast, I want to send out a special thank you to Tour WDW, somebody who obviously likes Walt Disney World, I'm just guessing. That user said, gave us 5 stars and said, I got into the home improvement kick during the pandemic and then sold my house. I completely renovated for a smaller one to renovate as well, but increased my commute. I discovered Tom and Leslie after my wife suggested that I find some podcasts to listen to on my drive to and from work. What can I say? Tom and Leslie are practical, informative, and know their stuff. It's been about 2 months since I discovered them, and they have both confirmed things I already knew and taught me some new things. So I listen weekly and appreciate their planned tips and questions. So thank you very much, Mr. Tor WDW, and to your wife for suggesting that you get on the podcast kick. We really, really appreciate that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It means a lot to us. and really helps us be able to do more of what we do. So thank you so much for taking the time to do that. And if you'd like to drop us a five-star review, if you take a picture of that review and send it to us, we would also love to give you a copy of our book, My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure.
Sherry in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've been living in my house for like 20 years, and the house is probably 50 years old. Is it worthwhile to have the air ducts or the furnace ducts cleaned?
Unless you're having a problem. I mean, what most people drop the ball is that they don't replace their filters soon enough. And so if you've not done that, if you've not replaced your filter recently, then that would be the first step. But I don't think you necessarily have to get your ducts clean. There's such a wide variety of quality when it comes to air filters for heating and cooling systems. And I would just tell you to invest in a very good quality filter and make sure you change that on a regular basis.
The furnace guy comes in the spring and the fall, and he changes it then.
Yeah, but that's not enough. Depending on the type of filter you have, I mean, you probably are going to be changing that filter at least every couple of months. So probably at least the minimum four times a year, and probably maybe even more frequently than that. And the other part of this is making sure you use the exact right size filter and that it's situated properly in the ducts, because if not, air and dust is going to go around it. But if you put the right kind of filter in your system, the air is going to be cleaner as a result.
Okay, thank you.
Well, guys, after a cold and snowy winter, we are all ready to welcome the warmer temperatures of spring and maybe even a little spring cleaning.
Yeah, and if you're thinking about doing loads of laundry in the days ahead, we've got some tips to help you save money along the way. First of all, always run those loads full. You're going to use the same amount of energy with a full load versus only washing a couple of shirts. You also want to switch loads while the dryer is warm to allow you to use that remaining heat that's inside the dryer for the next cycle. And be sure to clean that lint filter on the dryer after every single load. Your dryer is going to run more efficiently and safely.
And if you're ready for new appliances, make sure you look for Energy Star certified washers and dryers. They use about 20 to 25% less energy than conventional models.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, when there is a lot on your plate to tackle, it's hard to know what to do first. We're going to help a new homeowner of an old house sort out her to-do list next.
Live in a Money Pit. Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices,
prices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite 241-3474.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org. LLC.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your calls, your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Meredith reached out to us with a big project. She says, I've just moved into a building that's about 100 years old, and there's a lot to do, but my question is, what do I do first? My concerns are water-damaged walls and chipping paint, hardwood flooring that has some water damage and is worn from decades of foot traffic, and bathroom fixtures that are worn and grimy. What do I do?
Well, it's also always hard to figure out what to do first, but I'm hearing water as a theme here, right? So a lot of water
stains.
Not a good way. So we want to make sure that whatever's causing all of that leak damage has been fixed. Otherwise, you really shouldn't be proceeding with any of those sorts of repairs. So in terms of repairs, generally what you do is structural things first. And it doesn't sound to me like you have a lot of structural things here, so that's a good thing. But I guess I would turn to the walls and the chipping paint. I assume the cause of the water damage has been addressed at this point. But if not, definitely should be your first priority. And as for the paint, remember that a 100-year-old building is most likely going to contain lead paint. So you need to get that tested so that you know what you're dealing with. And if it turns out it's lead, you're going to have a trained and certified and experienced lead paint remediation company help. In terms of the worn and damaged hardwood floor, pretty easy fix. Given the condition, this may not be a DIY project, but you certainly can cut out any of the bad boards or certainly sand them down and refinish it. So I don't think it's a terrible amount of work. And lastly, those bathroom fixtures that are really worn and grimy and rusted, there's a product called EcoPel, E-C-K-O-P-E-L, I believe it is. It's an epoxy coating system for old porcelain fixtures. Once you put it on, they will look brand spanking new. Just be sure to follow the label directions. I used it on a very old tub. It looked fantastic.
All right. That's a great tip, Tom.
Well, spring is the perfect time to think about redecorating spaces in your home for a fresh look. And Leslie has tips on where to start in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, where shall we begin? So many things to do.
Yes, so much to tackle come springtime, because it really is the perfect time to take a look at rooms around your house, see what changes can bring in some new pizzazz. I think the bathroom is a great place to start. And a few things that you can do are to replace that shower curtain, maybe change that color, bring in a pop of a new color, something that says spring, summer, as opposed to drabby winter. Or you can add a tie-back drape just to sort of give it that extra layer on the shower curtain. Or you can very easily replace towels. You can find some inexpensive ones. You can replace those bath mats, and that's going to give the space an entirely fresh feel. And remember that patterns really help to add some interest to the space, so don't shy away from something if you find it appealing. Now, you can also take it a step further with a fresh coat of paint. Bathrooms are the perfect space for wallpaper, even if you just put it on an accent wall. I mean, I just wallpapered my bathroom last year, and I love it. It was super easy to do. It really changed the space. I mean, granted, I did a sophisticated Harry Potter pattern. That's right. I said sophisticated Harry Potter. But you would never know. You would just think it's like Magical Apothecary, which I guess really is Harry Potter. But anyway, it's gorgeous. And I promise you can pick any wallpaper that will make you feel as happy as mine does. You can also change out that vanity. You can change out the hardware on the vanity just for a little change that can make a big difference. Change out the towel racks. I mean, so much you can do to just kind of change whatever that metal look is in the bathroom space as well. And if you've got typical sconce lighting around a mirror, why not add a chandelier or some other kind of overhead fixture? You can never have too much lighting in a bathroom because there's so many different things you do in that space. So it'll give you an opportunity to light that space for whatever you're using it for, whether it's a relaxing bath or putting on your makeup or shaving. Whatever it is, lighting is the trick. So there's so much you can do in a bathroom space. Just take the time, do some research online, find some things that you like, and then get at it. It's spring, you guys.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, as weather warms, local wildlife gets to work. They'll disrupt your plans for a beautiful landscape and garden. We're going to share ways to keep deer, rabbit, and groundhogs out of tearing up your space on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit. Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.